play records, though it hits between the time I started the CBC, which was the 1st of July of 1978, and well, right up to the 1st of July 79. Now, if you're listening at home, or even in the car, well, preferably not in the car, but suppose you're listening at home, what you must do is you must sit down, right, get a nice comfortable position, close your eyes, and pretend you're back in 1978. In fact, it's the 1st of July of 1978. It's not. It's the 30th of June. That's what it is. The 30th of June, 1978. It's 7 o'clock, and CBC Radio are just about to go off the air, and you just want to hear the final word. This is what you do to your radio set.
Beloved friends.
Well then, you found the station, and finally, just before they go off the air, this is exactly what you hear.
Well, it's come to the end of another day's broadcasting. Remember, you're in tune with CBC, the Cork Broadcasting Company. The route you in 230 meters on your dial, at 1327.52 kilohertz. Back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, bringing you James Jr. He'll be taking you through the morning from 10 until 12. Then we've got a new face in the face for you between the hours of 12 and 2:30. That will be Alan Edwards. From 2:30 to 5, we'll have the Pat O'Rourke show. We'll round you up before the weekend. We'll have the weekend kid himself, Mr. John Dolan. Between the hours of 5 and 7. So there's lots to look forward to on CBC, the Cork Broadcasting Company.
That's who it was then. That was way back in June the 30th. And, well, what you did then is you went to bed, and I'm presuming you went to bed at 7 o'clock. You got up, and the next day, this was around about 12 o'clock on Saturday, the 1st of July, 1978.
My thanks to James Jr. for bringing you through the last 2 hours of good music. Jimmy will be back tomorrow morning in his best voice again. So thank you again, Jimmy. Stand by for our new face in the face. Alan Edwards. She'll be back again tomorrow morning between the hours of 12 and 2. It's time for the new face in the place, and as you know by now, it's Alan Edwards.
Now at this stage, I was shaking. They were offering me cups of tea, but I wouldn't accept them. If you recognize the difference in the voice, don't worry about it, because, well, it was a way, way back. That was a year ago. So stand by for the first Alan Edwards ever to take the airwaves of CBC Radio.
After the hour of 12 o'clock. I'll bring you through until 2:30. But they're going to stay right with me. Drag up some good, good sounds. The unmistakable sound of the summer of 42. The first tune today comes from Mr. Cat Stevens.
we had. Warm toast for tea, and we laughed. And eat it up, yes I do. Oh, nice.
Record I played on my first show on CBC Radio, the sound of Cat Stevens, and Remember the Days of the Old School Yard. It's 20 minutes to 8 o'clock, and we're back here in 1979. The tape machine is switched off for the moment, although we've got lots and lots of goodies on that tape machine tonight. It's memories of 1978 to 1979, and I must say, I didn't even miss a year of it passing. And listening to the tape before the show, I really was astonished to hear the difference in voice between the first show and my voice now. I don't know what happened. It must be that I got a big boy, or else I don't know what happened. Maybe my voice broke or something. However, that was Remember the Days of the Old School Yard. As I said, it was the first record on the program. Right now, we hit the tape machine again, and before I go any farther, Maura McCarthy, if you're listening, thank you very, very much indeed for the present. In case anybody is wondering what the present was, it was a big birthday cake. It was indeed. I came into the studio at about 7 o'clock and I saw this big box in front of me with my name written on it. And believe it or not, it was a birthday cake, all the way from Maura McCarthy. And thank you very much as well, Maura, for the little gift you had put into the envelope. I'm not sure if it was from your daughter or yourself, but it was definitely from one of the McCarthys. And thank you very, very much indeed for that. It really is appreciated. And I will be able to see you sometime in the near future. Right, we'll go into the tape machine now. And I think that I'm just calling out a dedication, so listen to this.
Brown family and son as well. This comes to you from Gessen, so hope you keep on guessing for a little while. Before the record, which is Jatam coming from Jane B. Jingle. CBC, Cork Broadcasting Company. Right, go!
Well, the unfortunate thing about it is that record was played earlier on Susan James' show. So we couldn't, well, repeat it again because, well, you might like to hear a record, well, a half an hour after it was played earlier. But, however, we edited the record out of that tape, and this is what we got at the end of it.
10 minutes to 1 o'clock. Request now for all the staff at Minerals Jewelers, North Main Street. They want to hear Walter Matilda, but unfortunately I haven't got Walter Matilda with me at the moment. I got another record which is just as good. It's not as slow, but it's just as good.
Well, that's as much of the record as we have on the tape, and I really did, honestly. I searched everywhere I could find to try and find that record, Waltzing Matilda. Even though I hadn't got it a year ago, I wanted to find out if I had it on tonight's program. But unfortunately, that wasn't quite possible either. So we'll carry on with the tape.
The best disc deck sounds of the 70s.
Needles and pins, the sound of Smokey. Unwrapped record label. Dedication coming out for Paddy King. Said he wants to hear a blast of Saturday Night Fever. 115 and Saturday Night Fever is taking over the area of 10-3 meters. Yeah.
remember the Bee Gees, the track from Saturday Night Fever entitled Night Fever. Coming up now is Meatloaf.
Exactly 13 minutes before 8 o'clock was played on, the 1st of July, 78. It's also played on the 1st of July, 1979. Meatloaf from the LP Battered FL, and you took the words right out of my mouth. This part of the tape, the next part coming up, is my most favorite part. And I'm sure if you're listening at home, you will get a kick out of this, just as I do now. But at the time, it wasn't a bit funny. I don't know, I give a time check on the tape, so just listen to this.
You're the one that I want. 25 minutes after one. Time for a commercial break. Also available, a selection of Airgas heaters. Remember, Airgas gives you more gas for your money. Remember, Airgas gives you more gas for your money. Remember, Airgas gives you more gas for your money.
Definitely must be my favorite part in that tape anyway, and that was one of my first mistakes ever made on CBC, in fact, one of many, and Airgas does give you more gas for your money, and I can say it now, in there. Perfect shape. Let's see, it's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and there you are, of course, listening to CBC. In case you're wondering what's going on, my name is Alan Edwards. I'm on the CBC radio exactly a year today. So what I did, in fact, for the occasion, was I made up a tape of a lot of different shows through the year. The one that I just played there, and I've been playing since 7:30, is the very first show that I ever did on the radio. That is Domino would say, before I was a star. It's a record I did play a lot when I was doing the shows. It's the Jacksons, and Blame It on the Boogie, 519-755. One that would be classed on the Alan Edwards instant replay. That's the Jacksons there, and a big disco hit for them, running with Christmas of, well, coming up to Christmas of last year. It's exactly 8 minutes before 8 o'clock. Another golden oldie. This is Joe Walsh, taken from his LP. The LP was Cold But Seriously Folks. The particular track we're going to play you from it, I'm sure it's nothing new to you. It's Life's Been Good. The LP, But Seriously Folks, that's a chap called Joe Walsh, and a record released on the Asylum recording label. It's entitled Life's Been Good, and it certainly has. It's been good for the last year on CBC, and I'm sure the next year will be just as good. It's exactly 3 minutes before 8 o'clock.
CBC, Group Broadcasting Company. Your number one dancing disco.
Right now, your number one dancing DJ. My name is Alan Edwards, and what I'm doing is, I'm not going to tell you, I'll tell you in a minute. I'm just going to play a little bit again from that tape, and this was the very first time I ever played the Rockford Files on the radio.
Right now, we got the private investigator that charges $200 a day plus expenses. Otherwise known to his friends as Jim Rockford. Is right on 230 meters for CBC Radio. I'm Edwards, Mike Side. I'm here to order with Pete Perry today. Then, of course, Paddle Rook will be taking over. After that, we'll finish off tonight with John Dolan, the Weekend Kid. Here he is, Rockford.
So that was it, and the very first time we ever played the Rockford Files on the airwaves of 230 meters. Since then I haven't looked back once.
I might post there on the Rockford Files theme.
Excuse me, Edwards, could you shut up a second? I haven't looked back once. I've looked back about 100 times. It's a minute and a half before 8 o'clock. We've got a very special dedication now to a chap who hurt his back playing ball. Now, my little motto that I'm always telling everybody here in CBC, when they tell me about rugby matches and this match and that match and charity jogs, and the thing I learned always is that if you're over 50 years of age, you should never play soccer. But anyway, this character went away and he defied my rule, and now he's has a back injury. Can you imagine that? Isn't that terrible? So, Dave Mackey, hello to you, and let's hope you're feeling better, and that all the gang in the certain youth club out in the certain side of the city are listening, and they sent you that request with best wishes this morning when I met them. It's also out to all the O'Connors up in Fine Farn Ferry Place in Farn Ferry. Hello to you, and how are you doing? I mean, we'd have to get an appropriate record for Dave Mackey. It's Davies on the road again.
All his foot's a soul again. Earth's sort of gold again. Says if you see ye now, ask her please to pity me. Jean and I went through the law since the day down in the hall, in the mind we took it all, and the feet flew through the wall.
1978, and remember the old Afternoon Tonight show with John Craig, and that one used to be played a lot. That's Davies on the Road Again from the Man from the Man's Earth Band. 3 minutes after 8 o'clock, and as I said at the outset, that one was for the Mackies, and especially Dave Mackey, and also the O'Connors of Fife, Farn Kerry Place in Blackpool. What have we got lined up next? We haven't got a request for a file, but we're working on cutting another bit of that tape out here. Let's take this opportunity to thank Kevin Bedford for all the time he put into that tape. I spent the whole week, in fact. This is Andy Gibb and An Everlasting Love.
Here on your right, watching the wrong game. You were the heaven in my loving world, and he was your sun in your rain. I was losing you before I ever held you tight, before you ever held me in your arms. Maybe a member's lasting love will turn a lasting love. So when it's a fire around us, I'm gonna turn the building up. It's your love, it's the only show, and it's you are never lasting love.
We threw away.
Carousel recording label, taken from the LP Shadow Dancing. 6:30 after 8 o'clock, and what you just heard was a Never Lasting Love. Right, back to the tape again for just a second, and what I said before I start this tape is a very special dedication for...
It comes from Richard Hogan, and we have the name Tom Walsh, Aidan Gleason, Eddie Noonan, Catherine, and Noreen O'Leary. You want to hear the Boomtown Rap? But first, a word from my producer. Requested the Boomtown Rats like clockwork.
Well, the Boomtown Pussycats, and I think it's taken from the LP Tonic for the Troops. Ain't too sure about that. However, the single is definitely entitled Like Clockwork. It's 10:30 after 8 o'clock, and you are in tune with the Cork Broadcasting Company on 2 3 meters in the medium wave band. My name is Alan Edwards. I'm here until 10, and especially on the show tonight, we've got memories of 1978 of all my programs that I did since 1978 up to, 1979. In fact, I'm on here a year today, so, that's the occasion with all the requests and the bits of tape. In fact, talking of tape, we've got another bit here, and believe it or not, this is the final record that I played on that program. So that program, as I said earlier, was the 1st July of 1978, and here it comes again. What I'm just about to do is just about to sign off, and the record is fading away into the distance, as you might hear. It's Calling Occupants by the Carpenters. However, that one ain't on the program this evening either.
When it's time for me to go right now, Paddle Rock is standing by in Studio One. So, for my final record, the sound of the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, I Miss You.
From the Rolling Stones, taken from their LP Some Girls, and we'll want to title I Miss You, 15 minutes after 8 o'clock, and as I told you, that was the final record on the program on the 1st of July, so this is what I said after it.
You're in tune with CBC Radio, without you on 230 meters on the medium wave band. My thanks to Alan Edwards for some very good music there for the last 2 hours. Coming up now is Pat O'Rourke, and he's going to bring you right through until 5 o'clock. And the biggie, of course, this afternoon is, of course, the answers to his smoke competition.
Uh-huh.
So that's lots and lots to look forward to on CBC Radio this afternoon.
The mystery that everybody in CBC wanted to figure out.
Don't forget, at 5 o'clock, we'll be having a weekend to himself, Mr. John Dolan.
Now, this is very interesting.
You stay tuned to the biggest and best in Cork City.
Okay, Mark, you can go back to 78, please. What I was going to say was that I've just discovered anyway, and I'm sure you must have too. We have a disc jockey on the station now, as we had then, called Pat O'Rourke, and his nickname being the Smurf. And everybody you see here wonders, where the heck did he get the Smurf, you see? Where did he get this little fad? So that's what it is. It was a competition, and that's when it all started. The 1st of July of 1978. Another oldie from way back then. It's a chap called Barry Manlow in a double A-sided single on the Arista recording label this morning. It's taking us up to the real commercial break. I want to tell you about what happened at the Cobra Cabana. No, don't believe a word of it because it's all lies. See, Barry has been known to lie before. You ready, Barry? You tell us.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and dress cut down her leg. She was my wing.
Number one of my instant replays, number is from 1978, that's a chap called Barry Manlow, and double A set single on the other side of Somewhere in the Night. The one you've just been listening to was Copacabana. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, we take the commercials.
Calling all students. If you are thinking of going to London this summer, here is some good news for you. Transalpino can offer you Cork to London via Dublin for only £17.80. That's one way, and this fare is guaranteed until the end of September. For further information, why not contact Lee Travel, 34 Oliver Plunkett Street, Cork.
A little story going with this record. I'll tell you at the end of it. It was another one of my favourites. Never had the record until, well, a day or two ago. As you must have guessed, the original motion picture soundtrack to the film Saturday... No, to the film Thank God It's Friday. This is Love and Kisses. And the title track to the LP, Thank God It's Friday, and the story going with that is a certain gentleman who's connected with CBC. He could be listening at the moment. Hello to you if you are. I won that record off you and you never gave it to me. You cheat. 25 after 8, we've got a request before we go anywhere, and it's going very special to Marie, Michelle, Elmer, Anne, George, Roberto, who I think is Spanish, Cariolas, that's it, and you're Spanish as well, and also Enrico. Hello to you, and how you doing? If anybody is listening at all, would you ever give me a ring? 509-755, I'm getting very worried in case there's anybody out there at all. 509-755, this is Foreigner. You're willing to sacrifice our love. Hospital, especially in Ward 4B. music keeps on coming here on CBC Radio. Don't forget, if you're listening, the number to ring, it's Cork 509-755. Favorite record of mine at the moment is taken from the LP Manifesto. Here's a chap called Brian Ferry, Roxy Music, Dance Away.
Well, it seems so cool when I was before. Cheers tonight.
The number to ring, it's Cork 509-755. We're taking your request between now and 10 o'clock. Unfortunately, Barry Jones won't be here this evening, so we'll be shutting down at 10 o'clock instead of the usual 12 midnight. We've got lots and lots of music on the program this evening. Don't forget to stay tuned for that. And the number once more, 509-755. Another favourite of mine, this is a chap called Elton John and on the Rocket Record Company label. It's his latest record. It's entitled, Are You Ready for Love? Part 1.
Catch a style if you can, reach for something special. Let it be me. My love is free. Sing a song to yourself. Think of someone listening. One melody. Just for you to sing. If you learn to love you,
at St. John there, and the latest record that he released on the Rocket Record Company label. It's entitled Are You Ready for Love? Part 1. 22 and a half minutes, it is, before the hour of 9 o'clock. In case you're wondering the station, it's CBC, the Cork Broadcasting Company, broadcasting to you on the fabulous time of, or the fabulous wavelength of 230 meters at a frequency of 1303.443. It's commercials. Still getting commercials here on the radio station. Aren't we great? 20 minutes before 9, if you'd like to ring your number, it's 509-755. The music keeps moving on, and still sounds from 78. This is Dollar and Shooting Star. That's the group called Dollar and a record on the Cara label. It's entitled Shooting Star. It's a big favourite of mine then, and it still is now. 16 minutes it is before 9, and you're in still with the, you're in tune with the station that tittles the tissues in your toes. It's named it being CBC Radio, and Maura McCarthy, a special hello to you this evening. And thank you very, very much indeed for that lovely birthday cake. And I'm trying to keep Kevin Bedford away from here because he's just attacking it all night long with his hatchet. Put it away, get back. You see, he's out of town because you see I'm talking on the air. Bedford, will you ever learn manners? This one, well, was only a part of my collection since little, well, about, what was it? It was the first of the 679 I bought it. I liked it a lot, and I'm sorry I couldn't play it during 78. It's Howard Carpenter with a T. Apple. Meaning I love you so.
wouldn't be trying to keep them from dying. Why did you say gee? I know, knowing it was not so. Why did you have to play? Leaving me lonely with memories only. You could have been straight to me, saying it just must be. But no, you led me on. I was the tall guy and now I'm the fall guy. How was I to know when this big affair started?
Tiamo,
I would end up broken hearted.
Tiamo,
some of the dreams gone with the wind now.
Tiamo,
you're forever,
you're
to never.
Carpendale, an Italian title on the record, the title on the record, it's Ti Amo, and in English that means I love you. So you know now, if you're caught with something you never did say to your girlfriend, all you need to say is Ti Amo, Ti Amo, Ti Amo. We'll stay with the old ones again this time, but before we play the record, we'll have to play a request. It's for Bernadette... Chambers, hello to you and how you doing? This time taken from an LP that's called Bloody Tourists. It's a group called 10cc and on the Mercury label. Another one of the instant replay numbers. This one is simply called Dreadlock Holiday. Take it away, boys.
I was walking down the street, concentrating on trucking right. Heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one mad, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit, we turned to each other. I don't like cricket, but look.
the chain. He said, I'll give you one of them. I said, you've got to be joking, man. It was a present from their mother.
He said, I like it, I want it. I'll take it off your hands and you'll be sorry.
Holiday. Well, we go back to the tape of one of my first shows. In fact, this is not my first, it's not my second. It's the show that happened on Sunday, October the 8th of 1978. Just listen to this and try it for size.
It's the Ern Edwards Show on CBC.
Where you gone?
They assume it's gone the hour of 7 o'clock.
Believe it or not, folks, that's me.
With Curly all the way down there in Studio 2.
And I said with Curly all the way in Studio 2. That's, of course, Domino.